Democrat and Bloomington physician David Gill says getting the country on firm financial footing again starts with getting the rich to pay their fair share in taxes. He says those earning $250,000 a year or more should be paying at the same rate they did when President Clinton was in office.
I think that, the deficit is very important, but there's more than one way to beat a deficit. There's spending cuts and there's also revenue increases. And to have our millionaires and billionaires pay once more is just pivotal toward restoring our economic health in this country.
Republican 13th District nominee Rodney Davis of Taylorville says existing Bush-era tax cuts should be extended. He says business owners' uncertainty over their tax bill is keeping them from investing in new employees. But if elected, Davis also pledges to seek out bipartisan ways to reduce the $16 trillion debt.
I'm not somebody who favors across-the-board spending cuts. But what we have to do is go in line by line in the federal budget in every single agency and ensure that we're able to cut out all the waste and fraud.
Independent John Hartman of Edwardsville agrees with Davis that reducing the debt provides the best opportunity for getting the economy back on track. But Hartman also believes there's an upside to allowing the so-called fiscal cliff to kick in, forcing budget cuts that lawmakers have thus far been unable to agree on, which, if nothing else, will reduce the deficit. And yet, Hartman believes a short-term stimulus is necessary. But he says it will require a pay-as-you-go discipline and suggests a 2% payroll tax in the first year of that stimulus.
That we pay for that in years 2, 3, or 4, built into this very same stimulus legislation, pay for it by higher revenue than to make up for it or cutting programs. But we've got to go back to that pay-as-you-go discipline that we had and was effective in the 1990s and led us to a balanced budget.
Hartman also supports the Simpson-Bowles Commission plan to rein in national debt, while Davis says he likes parts of it. Democrat David Gill also blames Wall Street's influence on government for problems ranging from the jobless rate to finding affordable health care. He cites the 2003 prescription drug bill as an example. Gill says it barred the country from negotiating on drug prices.
When you have the bargaining power of 50 million Medicare lives, to forego that bargaining power, to give that up, ultimately was a $2 trillion gift to the drug companies. And it's the Pfizers and the Mercks who are putting money into the campaign pocketbooks of Washington, D.C. politicians.
Rodney Davis says he has an all-of-the-above energy policy. That includes offshore drilling for oil, research into clean coal technology, and continuing subsidies for alternative sources.
That means building new baseload generating facilities, be it nuclear, be it coal, be it natural gas. And I'm also in favor of continuing to invest in wind, solar, and hydropower. But we have to have that all-of-the-above approach so that America, in the end, should be an energy exporter. But we are not.
John Hartman says data from various agencies like NASA and the National Science Foundation prove that carbon emissions are contributing to climate change. He says the country should be concerned with how that's affecting the environment and suggests one measure passed by Congress as well as some states.
A cap and trade experience with acid rain in the Northeast that was effective, and basically all parties believe and have confidence that was an effective policy, and it has cleaned up the problem.
Hartman says cap and trade will make emissions expensive, and then the free market will fill in with its own sources of alternative energy that don't contribute to climate change. David Gill also cites concerns about climate change, but believes Congress has been hurt by corporate donations and subsidies to large oil companies. He says that money should instead be invested in wind energy and other alternative sources of power. Whoever wins this race will be a freshman in Illinois' new 13th congressional district and face an uphill battle to convince a Congress that spent a lot and cut taxes to be more fiscally responsible. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.